Welcome back to The Hardline with Larry, Curly, and Mo. I mean, TJ Cam and Company. The Hardline is powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Eric Kim, TJ, Matt, and Hannah with you. 855-282-8255. That's the Ryan Kelly phone line. Also, the text line as well. The Cardinals winning this afternoon 2-1, completing a three-game sweep for the Pirates. And they will now go on the road to play the Brewers beginning on Thursday with a four-game set. The Blues getting set for game four against the Wild tonight and a chance to close it out. We've talked about Tarasenko, and I know, Cam, you said you expect a big game from him tonight. It's interesting because if the Blues were down 2-1 in this series and Tarasenko's played exactly the way he has so far, what do you think people would be saying?
They need to score, of course. But he's doing little things, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's still blocking shots. He's playing pretty good in the defensive zone. He's getting chances. He hits a post a couple times. I mean, but he's not taking games over yet. He did in overtime in game one where he just had that. He does little things like that where he just kind of shakes guys off. He's so damn strong, and he just gets body position on guys. And he's got a long stick, and he knows how to protect the puck while he's just – you can't get the damn puck away from him, okay? And when he wants to put it on, he'll put it on. You can't do a damn thing about it. Has he done that yet? A couple times here and there. Does he need to take a game over? Yeah. Is this a game to do it in? Yeah. So, yeah, if we were down 2-1 in the series and he hasn't scored a goal yet, yeah, there's problems. And even if we're up 3-0 in this series, I need 91 to score goals, 100%.
Do you think that the series has been made, I don't want to say more complicated, but they've had to work harder because he's not doing that? Do you think he's getting off a little light, though, for being the star that he is and still not playing a bigger role in it?
Yeah, maybe. Look, the bottom line is he needs to score. Okay, I don't. You could say that. Oh, he's coming back and blocking shots. Oh, but he's doing this. Oh, I don't care. He's a straight sniper that needs a snipe. He needs to come out with a vengeance tonight and really put one past Dubnyk and say, hey, no, we're coming to play and I'm showing up because I'm the superstar on both teams. I'm the superstar. I'm taking this damn game over. I'm shooting everything, or I'm gonna set up Jaden Schwartz for the rebound because everybody's gonna expect me to shoot the puck because I haven't scored a goal yet. So my other two wingers are gonna be wide open, and he's an unbelievable underrated passer, and he's gonna make a damn good play. He needs to take this game over no matter what. The boys need to take this game and win a game for Jake Allen. You need to win a game for Jake Allen. You do. Our D don't need to be worn out. 50 shots coming by Jake. Jake can't do that every single game. You can't. He can't get peppered by shots. I don't care if they're bad angle shots. He's still working. Even these bad angle shots, he's still going side to side, stop, start, side to side. It wears you out over time. The boys need to play unbelievable in front of him tonight, and that starts right off the get-go.
It's the Hardline powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The big national story of the day, Aaron Hernandez, the former Patriot tight end, good friends with TJ, found dead in his cell in Massachusetts, allegedly from hanging himself, although his lawyers say they're going to do an investigation on that. And this is such a... Go ahead, TJ.
Well, how you doing, TJ?
Defend your
hey.
Boy. Defend your boy.
Stabbing distance.
Yeah, we're besties. But now TMZ is, I would say, reporting that...
They're saying
through their sources or whatever.
Hey, they do have good sources.
Allegedly. He was found dead with his Bible open to John 3:16, and he had pricked his finger, and he wrote in blood on his forehead, John 3:16. Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
TMZ.
Wow.
Snap, dude.
Yeah. TMZ, okay, which, like, okay. We used to just laugh at TMZ. That's, like, a legitimate source.
No, they're straight legit.
They're right, and they know what they're doing. So
they'll get you.
That's fascinating. Now, he's a guy that when he was down in Florida, he was, aside from probably all his murders, known as, like, a religious guy down there. He would go with Urban Meyer before
practice. He's faith-driven.
At 7:30 in the morning.
You guys went to the same church, right?
Yeah, we did.
Some of the worst people, side note, are people who are faithful.
Who have the Joy FM stickers on.
Yeah.
Some of the worst human beings in the world.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're Christians. They're Muslims. They're whatever.
Yeah.
They're everything. They're atheists. The worst humans are everywhere. It does not discriminate.
That's true.
No, it doesn't.
That is true. But we talked about this a little bit in the first hour, and I think it's worth... Some people have said, why is this a story? Why is the media collectively making this such a big deal? Well, I mean, A, because you don't see this happen very often, and he's a very high profile person. But I think there is something about him that's unique compared to some of the other athletes we've seen get in trouble, like Ray Carruth. You know, remember wide receiver for Carolina? He killed his pregnant girlfriend at the time. The baby survived, by the way, and is now, 8, 10 years old. But this particularly touched a nerve, I think, because it wasn't
a
necessarily
breakdown.
It wasn't a like people. I think people. People kind of understand when it's a domestic situation.
Yeah, like when somebody hits rock bottom, right? They don't know anything
it's
else.
Well, domestic to explain.
It is often like a crime of passion.
Right.
This is just a reckless crime, and people can't figure out why.
Yeah, this is just a guy who had
he was
everything
looking, like he was
in his
looking
life.
For it. Like he wanted this in his life. He wanted this gangsta life.
Yeah.
You know?
When he didn't need it.
And yeah. But you would think that. You know, he does all this gangsta stuff, and somebody spills a drink on him, and he's going to shoot the guy. I mean, really, that's what you're thinking of? If a guy spills a drink on you at the bar, that you want to kill him? Why don't you drag him outside and fight him? That's fine. But you got to kill the guy. I mean, you shoot him through when you guys are driving down. Like, yeah, I got that guy.
Allegedly.
Really? Really? Allegedly. Okay, fine.
Especially when you have the life that he had.
Listen, this is news because it is one of the most just unpredictably just crazy stories
sad.
In the history of sports. I mean, this is a guy that had the sport at his feet.
Oh,
Rob
man.
Gronkowski is who he is now, but Aaron Hernandez was right there in lockstep with him when they were on that team.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, because you love Gronk way more
no,
than I do.
Yeah, but he had it.
I was there.
Well,
and
whatever.
Saw both
whatever.
Of them.
He wasn't as good as Gronk, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, he was still going to have an unbelievable career.
That's fine. He was a huge part of that offense, and he was putting up massive numbers. So they were there. They were just changing the entire way you looked at the position in the sport. But for this to happen, for this murder spree to happen, and for it just to be such a intricate crime, and then for this guy to be literally convicted of it, and then to just get off last week, and then of a couple of the murders, and then for him to commit suicide allegedly the next week, that's insane. It's a story.
It's a crazy story.
Guys,
because of the corners it takes.
Yeah, if you guys want a fascinating piece on ESPN.com, Ian O'Connor, one of their senior writers. You can find on there the title is Aaron Hernandez leaves us with the one final why, and he goes on to just describe mostly everything Maddie was saying. It just doesn't fit in the box that we think it should, and so we're somewhat baffled as to why do that? Why from where you came from, which seemed like
why invite this crew into your life?
Yeah, there was some okay. So the one thing we do have that you could say is like rebellion is that his dad died when he was in high school.
Okay.
Right. So there's the
that
one
could
thing
be something,
that
yeah.
you look and you're like, I gotta go. But for us, like logically, that doesn't add up to okay. Now I'm gonna become a gangster and start killing people. But there is something.
No,
to
I'm
like,
gonna be depressed and maybe kill myself. But I wouldn't take it down that road. I mean, I wouldn't invite. It's just a weird path to go down when your dad dies in high school. I don't know. Maybe it's not a weird path. I mean, maybe it's not. Look, remember I told you I was hanging out with those two dumbasses and my dad. My dad never yelled at me unless I really deserved it, and you know he always knew what I was doing. He's very lenient and stuff. But if I was working my ass off, you'd let me be, especially in hockey and all that. But I was hanging out with those two guys, and I remember kicking my door down and saying, "Enough's enough, get them out of your life." I mean, what if I didn't do that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if I didn't do that? I went down their path with them. I mean, I guess
those
I
two
know.
Guys, by the way, were driving around outside.
I know they're
really
actually they're huge
like,
fans of the show.
They said they were looking for it. They wouldn't have a meeting.
Yeah. Dude, the thing about Aaron is, and this is. From knowing him, not close personally, but being around him and spending some time with him, is that you don't expect this out of anybody, right? People asked me this morning when I went to the gym and everybody knew that I was with the Patriots. Hey, did you know Aaron? Could you have ever seen this coming? No, you couldn't see this coming with anybody ever. But what is even more weird is he was so likable and he was so one of the guys, and he would be in the locker room with the crowd around and making everybody laugh. And now there was a couple weird things, like he was a little bit paranoid. And then when you go through, like, the 2012 double homicide stuff and the guy, I can't remember his name right now, but the guy that his buddy who ended up shooting, trying to kill so that he couldn't turn him in, that guy who ended up living, went up there and went through the whole spiel and said that he called Aaron when he did survive, because he got shot in the face, he lost his eye,
yeah, through a car, weren't they driving, and he was pulling up next to him, and he shot him through the car?
No, that's how the double homicide, his
okay.
buddy, they got out. Of the
okay.
car, and he just popped right there and got back in the car and left him there to die, according to this guy.
Jesus.
Now, he was not found guilty of any of that. Aaron wasn't. He was acquitted. But that guy said that and he ended up they said they wouldn't press any charges against him if he would testify, grant him immunity. And but he said that and this makes sense, the reason Aaron was paranoid like that is because he called him up and said, "Watch out, big boy. I'm coming to kill you."
And another thing about that thing is I think that the shock of this situation and why it's never really settled with people is the unfair, in some instances, platform that athletes get put on. I mean, they've earned the respect and they've earned that admiration. But whenever they do something that you might turn on the news and see somebody else do, it becomes a much bigger thing. And you forget the fact that these are people. These are people that are flawed in the head as much as the next person that lives next door to you.
Oh,
had no idea
right.
should be on a have a red dot on his house because he's a threat to society.
I have
He does this. I thought that was just Eric on this show. Good to know. Now I know. But he does these things, and it becomes a bigger deal. It's more amplified. Before the show came on, we were talking about the OJ case in real time and how that was such a big deal. If you look at some of the things that have happened here, the Adrian Peterson case, where, you know, essentially him disciplining his child and the schematics of it, that became something that was huge. Mm-hmm. When these guys are on these platforms and they do these things and it becomes just such a bigger issue, it just blows it away. And that doesn't make the crime any less or worse bad or more bad, but it's just that bigger of an issue because of who did it.
And that's, I think, dead on. It's just that I've always defended that, like, initially in 2013, people were asking, they're like, why? A guy like this with this much money had everything. When you're up there, Cam, you can attest to this. Like, while you feel like you have everything, it still doesn't change, like, who you are and what you're going to do. Right? Like he's not making different decisions.
I thought I can get away with anything.
Yes.
I'll tell you that and right
that's,
now.
So you're thinking, why would you do that? And what he's thinking is, I'm invincible.
You're right? Invincible.
It doesn't change. It's not going to say, like, it's rare. I did this. So what I'm saying, I actually did the opposite. Well, I was like, I have a lot to lose, kind of. I'm not going to be out doing dumb things. Like, when Doriel Green Beckham and some of the guys were in the parking lot at Mizzou smoking weed, I'm like, dude, come on, just stay home. Just for a few years, like 3 years.
Do it at home.
Stay home. First of all, you can do it in my backyard, okay? Yeah. There's woods back there, and I don't smoke, but do your thing.
Yeah.
I don't care. Be smart about it. But can you not go 3 years? Just 3 years of just not being really stupid. You can be really stupid after you get paid. Be moderately stupid and be smart about being stupid right now.
Yeah, man. I honestly thought that I can get away with anything, and nothing could beat you. And that is completely
wrong. At this point, had to be – this is why I say I think he killed – this is just in my personal opinion – 4 people. He murdered 3 and then himself. I think, and he, by the end, was so reckless that thinks he could pull up in Boston, a big city, and pop 2 guys in the head and drive off and not get caught. And then he can take his buddy out to a field. You are so
execution
reckless
style.
And invincible inside your mind that all that matters to you is, you know, as long as I keep going out there with Tom Brady scoring touchdowns, I can do whatever I want.
And some people think they're invincible by doing that kind of stuff. Some people think they're invincible by partying a lot, too, and nothing could change them.
It's the Hard Line, powered by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
This St. Louis Blues Report is brought to you by Jim Patton of RE/MAX 1.
And Jim is with us on the phone right now. How are you, sir?
Hi, Eric. How are you today?
So feminine, Jim.
I am doing well, Jimmy. I'm excited for this game tonight. I'm going to be there. We're all going to be there.
You're all going to be there tonight?
We're all going, Jim. Me,
Eric, everybody on the wagon now?
Everybody's coming.
On the bandwagon?
Hannah's going to be there, too.
I mean, I still got the Wild and 6, but aside from that, I think.
Ooh, Debbie Downer.
way to go, TJ. Yeah, how's that? You know, and let's not talk about anything stupid. I was listening. Let's talk about the Blues. Huh?
Was Aaron Hernandez stupid? Well, kind of. I guess you're right there, Jim.
He's a thug. Well, he was a thug.
But he's dead now.
But anyway, that's a whole other subject. So are you guys coming out to the garage tonight?
Look,
is that coming out?
I got to be on stage at 7 o'clock and sweat my ass off for one, Jim, in front of everybody, me and Tom Ackerman. And then I got to go up to the studio and start pregame at 7:30 and probably not until about 1 o'clock.
Maddie will be pregaming in the alarm.
Maddie will be pregaming in the garage with you, Jim. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm going to be shaking everybody's hand.
We'll be there, and come on over. I think I checked the cooler was pretty well stocked.
I bet it was, Jim. We got some Tullamore Dew we're going to bring as well. So
we need to do that thing where everybody stops by again, too.
We got to start doing that thing. Are you still in the same spot? Are you in the exact same spot?
Same spot.
Oh, yeah.
Third floor.
Oh, yeah. Jim Patton, RE/MAX 1. Look at third floor in the garage.
Third floor,
he'll be there partying.
Partying down tonight.
You're damn right,
maybe,
man.
Maybe my son will bring us some of that rot gut tequila he's
Ooh,
got.
Kodiko, baby. Kodiko.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
Rusty will bring some of that.
I wasn't going to mention any names, Rusty says he's coming. I don't know.
I'm sure if he gets out of the house. Are you going to sit up in the 300s? Or are you going to be behind the bench? Because sometimes
real people.
Yeah, you're up with the real.
I'm up with the real people, the fans.
Yeah,
you're down in corporate. I know you're down here in corporate area, you know, and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And but We're up with the true Blues fans. Where we are.
That's true though, man.
I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, you are.
You are the man of the people, Jim.
You absolutely are. Look, before Sharon gets mad at you, of course, tell our listeners why it is so important for buyers to be represented by a full-time buyer's agent before making an offer on a home, Jim. Tell us.
Well, it is very, very important that you go in with some representation. Wouldn't you agree, Cam?
I absolutely agree. No doubt about it.
And I'm gonna tell you why. Because guess what?
What?
If you don't go in with a buyer's agent, the other agent is strictly looking out for the seller in his best interest.
Get out of here.
You don't want that to happen. I mean, well, come on, you're the buyer. I mean, so he's looking out for the other guy.
That's right.
The first reason. Second reason is you need a buyer's agent to assist you through the tricky lending process. You need to get a qualified lender and make sure that he's meeting all the deadlines. That's what a buyer's agent does. He's make sure the lender's meeting all the deadlines and then at the closing table to make sure the funds are there, because you're not closing unless the lender delivers the funds, right? Wouldn't you agree to that?
Absolutely.
Too?
Absolutely, okay. Man. There's 500 homes getting built out there in Eureka, too. Rockland School District.
And I'm telling you, this new construction, do you want to go up against a savvy new home builder by yourself without representation? Would you want that?
No way.
I mean, they've been through this a million times, and you haven't. So you need that buyer's agent. The other thing, you need to have that buyer's agent help you navigate through the inspection process.
That's true.
Especially if you're a first-time home buyer. I mean, there's all kinds of things out there, you know, that you need that full-time RE/MAX 1 agent to be looking out for you. And it's tricky process. And then the last thing is, if you have a buyer's agent, the seller pays the commission. You don't pay for it.
Really?
So why would you not have a buyer's agent assisting you? Because the seller, the other side, is going to pay the commission. They're going to pay the buyer's agent's commission, not the buyer.
I was not aware of that.
Wouldn't all those things make sense?
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely. Well, but telling our listeners how to contact a RE/MAX 1 agent to talk to a full-time real estate professional.
Well, you can go on our website, www.sdl1homes. Like us on Facebook at sdl1homes. Go to LinkedIn, Twitter. Our phone numbers in Eureka are 636-938-3530. And in Wildwood, 636-333-9191. Make sure you get a buyer's agent to represent you and a full-time RE/MAX 1 agent to look out for your best interests.
Right.
You will
on.
Be glad you did.
What do you think is going to happen tonight, Jim? What do you think is going to happen? Is 91 going to score a couple?
Is who?
91. Oh, Vladimir Tarasenko.
Yeah, well,
do you not know who that was?
Yeah. Who is that? 91? Jeez.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing about it is Schwartzy's hustling all over the place. I mean, you know, and I love Barbie. I guess Barbie will still be on the center of that line. So, I mean, you know, it's not crucial that he scores, but it'd be great. And I think he might get one. He might get a goal. I like the way we're getting points off the blue line. You got to love that.
No doubt about it.
With the way our defensemen are getting into the play,
mm-hmm.
I've said it time and time. I love Petrangelo, what he's doing out there.
Absolutely,
I mean, the guy is just—I mean, he's unbelievable. So
underrated.
We're going to get
a win
tonight. We're going to sweep them. I was out today. I was getting my broom ready. I was out tidying up the place a little bit. I said, "Oh, this is coming handy down the game tonight."
Hell yeah!
So, Jim,
we're gonna
sweep, and so is Nashville tomorrow night.
Well, look, I'm gonna be doing a post game for 11:20 tonight. So wait for me in the garage. I know you take your time after the game. I know it's gonna be late. Sharon might get pissed at you, but if you're still out there, I'm gonna text you. And I'm gonna come party with you before I go home.
I would love it, and I'll tell you what, I've alerted everybody at the office. I may be a little tardy coming in tomorrow morning.
Tardy. What's wrong with you?
Carry on without me for a few minutes until I get here.
Awesome, buddy.
I just hope we don't go into triple O.
I know, but we probably will. That's the way the game goes, Jim. You know that. But if we do, then we're still got the garage, so who cares?
I will be there until the Zamboni comes out.
I hear you, my man.
Thanks,
to the garage? Oh, cool. All right, Jim Patton.
I'll be in the garage until the traffic clears out.
Right.
You know, then some, you know. So I'm still waiting. Eric and TJ, you guys coming out?
Yeah, I'm just going to avoid Yuri Laterra. That's the only thing I got to watch out
for. Yeah, Yuri doesn't like
say hi.
Yuri doesn't like Eric.
Well, Yari, you, as long as you don't go to the press box tonight, Eric, you'll be all right, because I think that's where you'll find him.
Snap.
Well done,
Snap.
Jim.
Snap.
Hey, we'll
all
see
right.
you tonight,
we'll
man.
We'll see you, Jim Patton, Remax One, baby. I'll see you in the
okay,
garage.
Guys.
See you, buddy.
Take care. Go Blues.
You the man.
Go Blues.
That's Jim Patton of Remax One, and this is The Hardline, powered by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
For everything you want to know, for everything you need to know, live on radio, here's Matt Rocchio with a Hardline News Update.
Cardinals win today 2-1 over the Pittsburgh Pirates, complete the sweep. Michael Wacha improves the 2-1 on his season record after a 6 2/3 and just four hits today. He did have the one earned run, and both Cardinals runs, the first and second career home runs in his Cardinal career for Dexter Fowler. And other MLB scores in action right now. In the bottom of the eighth, the Brewers lead the Cubs 4-2. In the top of the seventh, the Rangers down 8-1 to the Athletics. And in the bottom of the sixth, the Mariners lead the Marlins 8-4. Blues are in action tonight after 2 days off. They'll go for the sweep tonight, and Scott Trade puck drop is set for 8:30. Stastny skated today but is still day-to-day, while Steen not participating in the skate but will be in the lineup tonight. The rest of the docket tonight for the NHL, Capitals and Maple Leafs. Capitals down 1-2 in that series. Senators and Bruins. Senators with a 2-1 lead there. And the Ducks and the Flames in action for the late game. Ducks will go for the sweep over Calgary. And on the NBA slate, the Hawks and the Wizards, as the Wizards lead 1-0. Thunder and the Rockets. Rockets with a lead. And in the late game, the Trailblazers are down 1-0 in their series with the Warriors. And sources tell ESPN that the Warriors are weighing a decision whether or not to sit Kevin Durant for tonight's game after he strained his left calf in the second half of game one. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Just one critique, Rock. Don't say Calgary. Unless you start saying a boot. If you're gonna talk, if you're gonna go Canadian, go an organization.
You
go
should know that, Rock.
Canadian.
I get critiqued all the damn time. We're gonna critique you too.
That's the correct way you say it in Canada.
Ah, well,
I don't know if you know.
This is
a
Canada.
This is a different country entirely. You're not. Yeah. It's not like you're in a different state or different. You, this is like
you're not even in Michigan,
Rock. We're not trying to make Canada great again here. Okay, we're making America. Great
neither
again.
Is Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau's not either. Trust
so,
me.
So today I'm getting older. I'm going to turn 38 here, Cam. Coming up in less than a month. And
yeah, you are.
Today I went to Mentality.
Yeah, you did.
And I got my blood drawn.
Absolutely.
So I'm interested to see where my testosterone level is.
Well, obviously we all know what mine was. I was like,
you were very low.
Yeah, unbelievably low. But you know who wasn't low, who got their, he's TJ's the Hulk, by the way. And I think I'm a woman. I mean, that's not the biggest difference. But seriously, his testosterone levels were through the roof. Mine were like negative. What the hell is that, TJ?
We looked at the numbers. I was right around three times what you were.
Wow.
I told you I was pathetic. I told you I was pathetic.
He was three times the man. You're not anymore,
that's
though.
That's true.
Now you're
I'm getting leveled out now. I'm starting to feel
that
better.
Actually, the girl that tested me said that was the highest reading she's seen somebody come in.
You're a freak. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. You guys got to go in there and get tested. Honestly, you get your blood tested.
I think I'll go next, probably.
Do it, Hannah. Absolutely.
Hannah, you can't be lower than Cam.
Oh, my God.
It's probably true.
If you're higher than me, oh, gosh. You probably will
you
be.
You had decent estrogen levels.
I know. I'm a woman, dude. I'm a woman. I knew it.
Okay, super fascinating, though, listening to her break everything down.
Absolutely.
I asked her a bunch of questions. She was felt like she was getting interviewed. And,
so she goes, this happens to me every day. I'm like, sorry about this. She's like, no, happens to me every day.
So I said, okay, like what is the youngest you've seen somebody come in and have low T? She's like 25. Like,
yeah.
People come in
absolutely
at my age. And I said, so it's like, who are these people and why? She said, it's like cops, people that don't get a lot of sleep.
Weird hours.
Yes.
Yes.
Any of those people where there's no real rhyme or reason to when you go to work, sometimes it'll change this time. And then mm-hmm. like what they do with the police a lot of times is they'll put them on the night shift and then like 2 weeks later,
now
they're on the day shift.
Just like a fireman would do sometimes.
Yeah.
They go three on, three off, or whatever the case is.
Causes, previous steroid use,
mm-hmm.
Cam.
Never took steroids in my life.
Yeah,
did I party? Absolutely. Steroids, never.
No sleep, opioids.
Ding, ding, ding.
Two out of three for you.
Ding,
buddy.
Ding, ding.
Okay. Then you go on. Treatment is just ongoing.
Yes.
Right?
So, yep.
She explained all my results. That was fascinating. What's crazy
the Hulk.
Is, well, I am the Hulk in some areas. I do have like a thyroid.
Yeah.
Like,
now, we got to explain that. That's a big deal.
Could be. What's interesting is like, so usually if you have a hyperactive thyroid, those people are like fatigued really super easy and they get fat. Like they just balloon up and can't figure it out. I can't
That's
gain weight
you.
If I tried, and I can't get tired.
No.
So I don't know. It may have, like, we're going to go back
in 5 weeks.
But it's
there, and you're going to get it tested.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Yes. So you're aware of it now, and
they
that's
do
part of it.
Full blood work and tell
yes.
you everything. They broke down a bunch of different things. Kidney function.
Your liver.
And liver
yes.
function and thyroid, and so they did all the readings on that. Symptoms for low T would be weight gain,
cognition issues, Cam.
Ask Kate about that later.
Memory issues, slow recovery, erectile dysfunction, Cam.
Not anymore.
Fatigue, sex drive, Cam.
Not anymore.
Moodiness, Cam.
Kate's still sleeping. She's worn out.
Benefits. This was interesting. So what is the best, like, best review that you have? What? Tell me what people come back and say, and they're like, it fixes relationships.
It
like,
absolutely does. Hey, you got to please your girl, man. Let's be completely honest with ourselves here.
And
you're
and
fooling yourself if you don't think that way.
Well, and it's not just the bedroom. You have more energy to go out on dates.
Everything.
Take care of the kids.
Everything.
The
I'm going to take Kate to a nice restaurant tomorrow night. Well, probably not, because we're going to be really, really tired, because I'm going to be out till 1 o'clock
I think
tonight.
You two are a great example, though, of what this place does. They're not. They're going to find out what, if anything, is troubling you.
Exactly.
So if you're fine, like TJ,
at least you
know. And if not, then they can help you.
Absolutely. And look, the board-certified physicians, they give you a complete physical exam, consultation, blood panel. You get results that same day. They'll put together an FDA-approved treatment plan tailored for you based completely off your results. And it's covered by insurance, and over time you're going to be able to take that home so you don't have to go to the clinic. Mm-hmm. There's a clinic in Chesterfield. There's a clinic in South County. LowTUSA.com. Check it out.
Cam, TJ, Matt, Hannah, and Eric, it is the Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.